This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hello, this is my first time calling, but I've been listening to you all for a long time. I have active tinnitus of the ear, and I found that listening to a podcast helped me go to sleep to distract me from that ringing in the ears. And you all are someone who I listen to every night, so thank you for that. My story took place about 10, 12 years ago. There was a group of us that used to go once a season on a long weekend, and we would try to go somewhere different each season, maybe someplace we could go bike riding or someplace we could go exploring. In the summer, we'd go to the beach, and it was a great time. It was four lovely couples, all who were very, very nice. One year, we decided to go in a place in Virginia, in the mountains, on a place where you can ride your bikes down from a very high mountain. They would shuttle you up, and you could come down. We stayed in a bed and breakfast that was over 100 years old. It was a lovely home. When you walked in the foyer, there was a staircase that went straight up, and then it turned and had a landing. Then it went up again. And at the top, there were four extremely large bedrooms and a very big hallway that circled the staircase railing. Those were the only bedrooms that were rented out for the bed and breakfast. There were four couples, so we each had a bedroom. Sadly, the morning of the bike ride, I was very ill. And thankfully, one of our couples is a doctor, so he prescribed me an antibiotic and said, you're probably getting the beginnings of a sinus infection, so I probably ought to take this and go to bed. It was also drizzling outside, kind of raining, but not. So the other couples went on the bike ride anyway and left me alone at the bed and breakfast to rest. And hopefully that night we could all go to dinner. So I snuggled down in the bed. This house had a tin roof, so the rain coming down on the roof actually was very comforting and very peaceful. And I had the TV on quietly so I could watch it. And I took my meds and tried to go to sleep. Didn't feel extremely well at the time. Was running a low-grade fever. After a while, I heard some footsteps come up the stairs very distinctly across the landing and up the last set of steps, which stopped right at our bedroom door. We were the first bedroom door when you came up off the staircase. So I heard the steps come up. Sorry about my dogs. And I thought, oh, this must be the innkeeper checking on me. So I cut the TV down, thinking that he was going to tap on the door and ask me if I was okay. But nothing happened. So I put on my robe, I walked to the door, I opened the door, I looked around. There was no one up there. So I proceeded to go to each room because I heard the steps and I heard someone stop. And I thought, where did they go? I called out, no one answered. And I thought, okay, whatever. Didn't feel good, so I went back to the bedroom, closed my door, cut the TV back on again, and raised the volume, and snuggled back down in the bed, and fell asleep. Again, I woke up to the sound of heavy steps coming up the stairs, across the landing, up the next set of stairs, and they stopped right at my door. I thought, okay, I know this is the innkeeper. He's checking on me because he knew I'm here. He knows I'm here and I'm sick. So I cut the TV volume down again. I said, hello, I'm fine. Thank you for checking on me. There was no response. I thought, this is so odd. So I went back to the door. And I cracked it open and looked out. Again, there was no one. I thought, this is so strange. So I looked around to all the rooms, shouted out, hello, hello, and no one answered. And I thought, okay, it's just creaky floors, I guess. So this time I went and decided to take a hot bath because I thought maybe that would help me feel better. It was getting later. Everybody will be coming home, and hopefully we can go out to eat, and I'll feel better. Not that I was feeling that great, but I felt like it was getting better. So I drew a tub. I soaked in the tub for a while. And as I was getting out, I heard the footsteps coming up the steps, across the landing, up the last set of steps, and they stopped at the door. So I quickly threw on a robe. I thought, I bet they're back because it's getting late. I bet they're all back from the ride, and I need to get some clothes on. So I threw some stuff on and went to the door, and I said, hey, is everybody here? And no answer. I heard these steps. So I walked around to all the doors and looked in. Nobody was there. I called downstairs. No one answered. I thought, okay, I don't know what that was, but oh well. So I came back in, and I went on and got dressed, knowing that they had to be getting home soon. And sure enough, everybody came in about an hour later, and they were all so excited about the bike ride and what they did, and they wanted to know how it was. I didn't even think any more about the footsteps. I just forgot about it. So we went out to eat that night. I didn't feel great, but I went anyway, kind of stocked up, you know how it is. And when I got home, I couldn't wait to go to bed, and so we did, and I was so tired. The next morning, the innkeeper fixed us this tremendous breakfast, and he was also an ex-opera singer. So he proceeded to sing for us because one of our couples, the woman, plays the piano beautifully. So she played and he sang, and it was a lovely morning. It was in October, and I said, well, while you're finished singing, it's October, do you get many trick-or-treaters? And he said, well, yes, we do, actually, because this house was kind of off the road, and it was old, and it could be kind of thought of as a little bit scary. He said, we do get trick-or-treaters. I said, oh, well, that's amazing. That's wonderful. I said, do you have any ghosts? Just being funny, because we all ask and tell ghost stories when we're together in the car, driving to wherever. And he said, well, actually, we do have a ghost. And I said, really? Tell us. We want to hear. And he said, well, the ghost seems to be one that stops at the room that you slept in last night. I said, what? He said, yes, that's called the sister's room. And it was two big queen-size beds in that room. It was a huge room with a fireplace and a private bath. He said, my wife would be in there cleaning the bathroom sometimes, and she would hear someone come up steps across the landing, up the steps again, and stop at the room. And she thought it was me, and she'd yell out, Jim, is that you? Jim, I'm right in here. I'm cleaning the bathroom. And then she said she realized there was no one there, and she would go and look, and there was no one there. But yet she distinctly heard prominent footsteps. Well, the hairs on my arm stood straight up, because I knew that had just happened to me, not once, not twice, but three times yesterday. And I said, you know what? That's kind of frightening, because yesterday while I was sick in bed, I heard that three times. I went to my door looking for someone because I thought someone had come up the steps across the landing and had stopped at the end of the steps in front of our door. But no one was there. I thought it was you. And he said, no, it wasn't me. I wasn't even here yesterday. I was out doing shopping for the evening and the morning meals. I said, so no one was here? And he said, no one was here. I said, well, I heard that distinctly. He said, well, I'll tell you about our ghost. He said, my wife did some research because this really bothered her. It happened so often. We found out that the owners who built this home over 100 years ago had two daughters that stayed and lived, well, it was their bedroom, in the room we call the sister's room. It was two little girls. It was a day when it was kind of raining. Ah, I thought it was kind of raining yesterday. He said there was a fire burning in the fireplace. They were playing with their little toddler brother in their room, just being silly, running around, chasing each other, playing tag. When all of a sudden, one of them pushed the little brother, and he accidentally fell into the fireplace. And he screamed horribly, and the sisters were screaming for their mother, and she came running up the steps, across the landing, up the steps, into the room, and grabbed the little boy out and put the fire out, but he died anyway. And the mother was devastated and blamed herself for some reason for his death. They say that they believe that's the mother running up the steps and checking constantly on the girls and the children in the sister's room. But it's heard often, he said. The stink steps, they're there. Maybe it's a residual, I don't know. He said she's never done anything, but we think she's checking on her children constantly through the night, through the day, especially when it rains. Well, I thought, I've had my first experience with the ghost, and it was true. And I heard it, and I know those were footsteps. That was not a creaky floor. And I thanked him so much for the story and giving us the background. And I thought to myself, we will not be staying there anymore because I was scared. And when we left, we all talked about that for years to come, about, you know, staying behind. And I heard the ghost, my first ghost. And that's really the biggest ghost story I have. And I do think there's something there. I can't explain it. I don't know what it is. I'm a Christian. I don't really try to get caught up in spiritual things that are not, you know, good, but that dwell in evil. But I do know there is good and there is evil, and there's a lot I don't understand. But I'm thankful that ghost didn't have much to do, because when I opened the door, it did feel very cold, but I thought it was just the day. And I wondered, you know, was I standing and looking face to face at this poor woman who lost her son? That's my story. Thank y'all for sharing stories from other people that call in. I find it quite interesting. Have a blessed day, and good luck to all of you in what you pursue in the future. Thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.